Let's go.
Hey, everyone. It's Texas on Tap with Miss Helen and producer Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, hey. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I did something really cool this morning. I'll tell you about it later. After we get through talking about business and music, it was the coolest thing ever. So
cool.
You know, you know what I like about the four songs we're going to highlight today is like my two, like just kind of mirror each other. They could be like back to back dance hall dancing songs, and yours too. The two that you have that you're going to talk about.
That's a good point. Like, wow.
They're just so like different, but yet them two are the same. Y'all will see when you listen to them all. You have to listen to them all. Yeah.
That's so cool though. I didn't realize that until now, but you're totally right. You want to kick it off or you want me to go?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. Let's start off with Everyone Knows How I Love the Western Express. They have a new song out to radio, You and Me and the Neon. And of course, it's another one off of their Lunatics, Lover and Poets album, which they have so many great songs on that. That's still one of my top favorite albums. But again, this is a great dance hall song, just a great country vibe going on. And I guess I should say more like a honky tonk kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like really,
it's got a little swing to it for sure.
Yes, it does. And it talks about those stories that you get in the dance hall, that you get in the honky tonk. And it starts out with, you know, basically looking for love in the same places. There's the same faces, but then there's this one face and something different about that. Mm. So it goes into the stories. And I just love the whole chorus. It starts out talking about kiss me on the lips with a mouthful of sin. Look me in the eye and take me for a spin. The sawdust floor, dancing to a Haggard song. Okay, I think I pretty much have paraphrased what this song is all about. When the lights go down, we'll take a shot together and the rest could be history. That's what happens under those neon lights. So You and Me and the Neon, the Western Express, that's new and out to radio. Now, we're going to open the tap room door. We've visited a lot about this album. We've talked about Hayden a lot. Hayden Baker has a new single out to radio, and this is Let Love Do Its Thing.
It gotta be complicated. I'm into you and you're into me. Don't need to go through no talking stage. Let's not make this harder than it's gotta be. No mixing signals, no playing games. Baby, what do you say? Just let it. Them labels, they're overrated. Official, not official, baby, who gives a damn? The only thing I'm thinking is how good it feels with you holding my hand. All this could be forever or just for a while. sit back and let it happen and try to stay out of the way.
Baker, let love do its thing. It's hard for me not to sing it because this is such a sing-along song.
Oh yeah.
Like seriously, I was getting that look because when I had my headphones on, and of course I listened to it over and over, kept listening, but it's from his album that we can't wait to finally have him get it out there. We've had him on the podcast. We've talked about it. Barely Getting By is the name of the album. And there's a lot of tracks on there. There's a big twist and a surprise. And
we know it's only secret.
I know, we're counting down to it. And by the way, he's having an album release party at Moe's Place in Katy with Tretz Cowie. I'm going to try my best unless there's an emergency or unless there's something really major. I'll be there April 12th.
I'll see you there. I just booked a show that day, and it's an earlier show in the Houston area. So I will absolutely be at that show that night. I'm going.
And if I have to go by myself, if I have to go solo, I'll go solo. I will.
Well, I'll come hang out with you.
Catch an extra room at my niece and nephew, and niece's house.
It's been too long since I've been to Moe's anyways. So it's a great, perfect timing. Let's go have a family reunion.
Yeah. And just on another side note that, you know, I have to go there with this. You know, I've been talking a lot about Luke Berryhill. He's in the Astros farm system and he has a song out. But, I've been meaning to say this. Him and Hayden Baker really need to meet. Or did I already say
that? I don't think you've said that, but they do.
Hayden's a baseball player and Hayden has that great baseball song.
Wow.
So I just wonder if those two will ever connect. I'll have to talk to Hayden about that when I see him at Moe's Place, because I'm going to his album release party. Like I said, unless there is something major, guys and gals, I'll be there.
Yeah, I will be there too. All right, let's jump into mine. Like you said, yours mirror each other. They're both like, Hayden's is the perfect radio song and the Western Express song is the perfect radio song. And I love them both. These two are a little bit different. So let's keep the taproom doors open.
Yes.
And this is one of my favorites lately, Jared Morris. We've been talking about him a whole lot. This song's called Cowboy with an Eye Nightmare.
There's a war out in the West between the wealthy who know best and the rest of us who have to live with all the consequences. You can watch Mustang Colt starving in the cold because some billionaire loves horses and he left them all to roam, and now we're living a cowboy nightmare, chasing a cowboy dream. If you're asking why the hell should I even care, oh, you'll care when it's too late to do anything. All in history repeats. You live in a nightmare, chasing a cowboy dream. Well, they put on hats and boots, headed out to find some roots, leaving all the regulations and the taxes that were due. By wild destinations, realize it ain't vacation, so they're trying to replace it with exactly what they came from. Now we're living a cowboy nightmare, chasing a cowboy dream. I know everything changes and life isn't fair. Oh, they'll care when it turns on their virtuous screens, cause no one's hands are clean. Living a nightmare, chasing a cowboy dream. Oh, cowboy. Well, I don't mind it if you like this wild western way of life. As long as you can recognize the differences you left behind. Living a cowboy nightmare, chasing a cowboy dream. When you finally realize that you shouldn't care, you'll probably be hungry for something to eat. Oh, I wish I was asleep, but I'm living a nightmare, praying for our voices. Living a nightmare, hoping that we avoid living a nightmare, chasing a cowboy dream. Oh, cowboy dream.
This is quite a bit experimental, I think, compared to the last few songs he's been putting out. Jared's got this nice Western edge to him. It's, you know, it sets him apart from the crowd, but it's still got these hooky parts and these memorable moments. And this song does too, but it's just a little bit more out there. It's got, my favorite part was this super cool bridge where they go halftime. It gets slow. The tempo slows down and the vocals get all kind of trippy and spacey. And I just thought it was awesome. It's got this kind of like old swinging saloon door vibe. And
yes,
you know, it's,
yes.
I'm listening to the song and it's like, I don't know the first thing about like the life of a cowboy, but I feel like a damn cowboy when I'm listening to that song. So I don't know. He's just got a way of telling the story and really pulling me in. And I hope that it's doing the same thing for everybody else. Cause Jared's a hardworking dude. You sent me a message about him last week and he kind of gave a lot of props and love to Aaron Watson for helping him out and pulling him out for some shows. Mm-hmm. And it's always just cool to see that kind of stuff. Cause Jared to me deserves the world. He's, you know,
yes, he does.
He's been grinding, working hard, for a long time. And so it's cool to see, you know, some things paying off for him. Next up, Caitlin Butts put out a crazy one this week. I've been looking forward to it. She's been teasing it and it's right up her alley. I didn't know until I decided I was going to talk about this song, which came out to last week, by the way. I missed it. So now I'm talking about it this week. It's a Kesha cover. Did you know that?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Read something about that. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
You put some Caitlin Butts on it, didn't you?
Well, she did. Yeah. But then I went and listened to the Kesha version. I was like, what? This is like, did Kesha put out a country album? Anyways, I was very confused. Go on that rabbit hole if you're curious. Because like Kesha, first of all, like, what? Anyways, whole lot of fun. Like you said, very silly. My thought is I just need like a low budget, kind of like goofy, close shot music video of her like chasing Cleto around with like crazy eyes and Cleto like acting scared, running away, you know? Hey, if y'all are listening, please hit me up. Let's do it. I'll produce the video. I'll do it for free. That sounds so much fun. Great song. Very funny. The hook is, boy, if you F around, I'll hunt you down. And that tells you everything you need.
But she's never killed anybody yet. She ain't killed nobody yet.
Not yet.
That's the song. It's in the song. It's all a song, y'all. But it's a good one. Well done. And I love the cover art for the single.
Yeah, it's very, so cute, very cute. Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about our friends More Than Music Creations, which at this time of year, I just think of our big show. We've got March 16th coming up at Do-Si-Do Whiskey Bar in the Woodlands off Research. I think it's Research Parkway, Research Boulevard, something like that. There's only 80 tickets available for the show, and I know it's well over halfway sold out, and we've got less than 2 weeks now. So if you guys are planning on coming, you got to grab your tickets or else you're not going to be able to get in. We're kicking things off with Rich O'Toole and Helen. They're going to be having a live interview. That's probably going to go way longer. I bet that's going to go way longer than I want it to. I'm probably gonna have to cut them off so we can get on stage, but Helen's got some other cool stuff planned. We're going to have some giveaways. We're giving away a one of a kind jewelry set, earrings and necklace from Michaela and More Than Music Creations. And we'll be giving away some Texas Toast swag, first time ever. Actually, we'll have merch for sale too at this show that I don't think you'll ever be able to get anywhere else. So that's another reason to come out and just good live music. I'm going to be playing some songs. I'm going to play some new songs. Paige Lewis, Charlie McCabe. I think we've got some other friends coming by. I mean, I know we have some other friends coming by, but I think we've got some really exciting friends coming by that are probably going to end up playing some tunes. So,
yes,
man, I'm excited. And we love More Than Music Creations. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. And if you're a fan of the show, definitely go check them out and show them some love. It's a perfect gift. It's all like super affordable, handmade artistry.
And speaking of affordable, they have a March special going. So go to the website. I saw that today because I was over there. I was over there
shopping,
dreaming, what am I going to get next? Yeah, can't help it. Yeah, morethanmusiccreations.com. Make sure you check them out. We love them. Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lindstar Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlindstarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff. Texas Country Music Chart debuting this week at number 88 in the top 100. We talked about this, I believe it was last week. Wilder Wilson, Ain't No Quitter. Remember that song?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah, and nice. Jarrett Ray Reddick is killing it with Lone Star.
I saw that surging
over all the charts. Yes, he's like everywhere. And he recently celebrated birthday just a few days ago.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Number
one, happy birthday,
Jarrett. Yeah, number one this week on Country Music Chart. Congrats to The Great Divide.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cruising on over to the Texas Regional Radio Report. Kyle Park is number one this week with A Broken Heart Like That. Just listen to me some Kyle Park the other day. Every now and then I have to binge. You know how people like binge TV stuff? Well, I like to binge my music sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it was a Kyle Park kind of day. And Cody Johnson, the painter, is at number one on Seed Extraction Texas. So that's a kind of the popping and topping, but I was happy to see those Wilder and Jarrett Ray Reddick and Sarah Hobbs doing. There's so many like some of the songs that we've just recently talked about that are just shooting up the charts. So that's
And I'm sure Hayden and the Western Express's tunes will both fly up. So we'll be talking about that next week
Oh my gosh! Yes. Yes.
So I gotta tell you about my crazy day yesterday. I went and did like a little radio tour kind of.
Did you go out touring talking to people about your music? Kyle Garrett, by the way, everyone.
I don't have anything going to radio just yet, but I went and did like a modern day radio tour, like a streaming tour. I went and went first. I actually, it was funny. I overworked myself. I showed up like a few minutes late to every single one. I hate that about, I'm always so punctual and I'm the tour manager, the logistics guy. But I just spread myself too thin, and I went and talked to our friend Brian, who is going to be an upcoming guest on the podcast. He started the official Texas country chart, or the official Texas music chart, I think is what he's calling it.
Yes.
But he's got a couple different podcasts. They do all kinds of stuff. So
he has all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah. Like, so that
Texas
should be out
country
soon.
Country music today, and he's got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I think Texas Country Today is what we were talking on, or where that will come out. And then I went all the way over from Fort Worth to Terrell, Texas, and talked with your friends, Gotta Love Texas Music. Catherine and Honey.
And Honey.
Yeah, and they were great. I had a blast. I walked in and I hadn't met them yet. They've got this cool little studio, and check out their podcast if you haven't. It's like, it's a lot of fun. I just had a blast, and hopefully that episode will come out soon. And thanks again to them for letting me come on. But I jumped in the car after that. I had to cut that one short. We would have talked for 5 hours if we wouldn't have stopped it. And then went back over to the Stockyards and hung out with our friend DJ at Smith Music in the old Stock Exchange building.
Nice.
And did a little conversation with him. So it was fun. I drove lots of miles. Felt like I was doing a radio tour. I posted on my Instagram, said adding 8 billion bugs to the windshield today to go talk to some friends.
I love that. Yes. Oh, cool. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a week till my new one drops to streaming. So I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit next week.
Yes, we will. It's a good one. And we're going to talk a lot about Kyle's music coming up in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's going to... I'm the guest next week on the podcast.
Awkward.
No, but it's
like,
fun.
It makes me a little like, it's like a weird feeling. Like, it's like, I want to make sure I make sure I'm prepped really good because it's important. It's super important. I talked to Kyle about this.
But
music,
it's casual, you know?
But I'm just going to say that Kyle did send me over his new single that's dropping next week. And it's a doozy. It's good. It's really good.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. So
what you got?
Slacker over here. You know, I'm not doing these great things like you, but I did something cool today. You know, usually, you know, it's always on the boat fishing on the water. So we went, Ron said, let's just go. Cause I was going for my walk. He said, oh, let's just jump in the truck. Let's go drive up to the jetties and walk them. Take our riding reels. And if we see anything, oh my gosh, it's such a different perspective from when we drive by there going offshore. We drive by there when we're fishing the jetties to actually get up on the other jetty and walk it all the way to the very, very end where the waves are coming in and crashing, where our marker is that we look for when we come into the jetties. It was really super cool. And it was great exercise. It was like a hike.
Oh, yeah.
You got all those rocks and everything, and you got to be careful. And then we were going down and climbing back up. I loved it. Loved it so much.
Man, that sounds fun.
Probably two or three times a week. Of course, now we'll be in the busy season. There'll be a lot of people. There was like no people on the jetties at all. Like it was just us just walking.
Is it all crazy overcast and stuff today?
Well, believe it or not, this morning when I went, the sun was out and I had this on and it was just perfect because it did get a little overcast and the wind coming off the water. It's always cooler anyway. And so then, but by the time I got home, I was sweating and I put a lighter shirt on and now I'm back in my long sleeves because it's overcast. It's drizzling. Yeah. We were fogged in for 3 days here on the island. Like nobody else had the fog. It was just coming off the beach. It was the sea fog coming off the beach. Cause I even had to go into Houston like on this past Monday and it was clear. It was cloudy, but like there was no fog. Okay, right. So we're coming home, got about right up to the place for us to turn down Beach Road to turn to where we live. Fog, solid wall of fog.
Wow, that's weird. Crazy. It just crept in. Yeah, it's looking pretty nasty here.
Wouldn't leave.
Well, it'll be gone soon, I'm sure. It seems like we might have like a couple little more ups and downs, but I can't imagine it's going to last too long with the way Texas goes.
Yeah. I don't know. Does anybody have a pecan tree? I used to always have a pecan tree because, you know, there's an old saying when those blooms start turning green and coming out, there's no more freezes. Pecan tree to check.
Well, we have a black walnut tree in the front yard, but I haven't seen any drop. But I guess maybe that's probably because they're not even blooming yet. I don't know.
I have some hibiscus plants that we put in big pots and that are now ready to be planted. That was the whole idea. Use them for decoration last summer and get them growed up and then put them in the ground to replace some of our plants that had frozen. And so I want to get them in the ground, but you know how it is, always before Easter, around Easter, we'll get a surprise.
Right. Yeah, totally.
I need a pecan tree.
Yeah, we'll get you a pecan tree.
Anyway, so yeah.
Okay. I guess that's all I've got this week. I don't know of any, I mean, I'm sure there's tons of cool shows going on. Check out your, you know, local venue calendars. There's got to be somebody that you've never heard of playing. And that's absolutely a reason to get out and go check out some live music. But otherwise, you know, give us a like, give us a share, Facebook, Instagram. I think you can like, or you can review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That all helps. Yeah, we appreciate all the love. Just keep it up, please. It's, you know, it helps us get all these things. If you've noticed, we've had a pretty strong string of guests on lately, and that's a direct result of all the support from you guys. You know, we've had Parker McCollum, Mike from Silverada, I can't remember, Josh Abbott, and then John Wolf. You know, those are all pretty high caliber people. So, you know, there's no way we'd be able to get people like that on the show if it weren't for you guys supporting us and listening. So, keep it up if you want to hear cool stuff. And the coolest thing about that is, you know, we get these high caliber guys on, but then we get to talk to people like Brian Sprague or Cody from CH Lone Star who, you know, have these incredible stories, but aren't in the spotlight. And those are so fascinating. And it seems like you guys listening really enjoy those. So it's a great variety of everything. We've got, you know, upcoming newer artists coming up. I think we're going to get Peyton Riley in pretty soon. So yeah, all kinds of really cool stuff going on and just, keep listening. Keep hanging out.
All right. Get out there and support that Texas music. Cheers.